This morning's scripture reading is from Psalm 148, and this morning I'm reading from the translation called The Message. Hallelujah! Praise God from heaven, praise Him from the mountaintops. Praise Him, all you His angels. Praise Him, all you His warriors. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, you morning stars. Praise Him, high heaven. Praise Him, heavenly rain clouds. Praise, oh, let them praise the name of God. He spoke the word, and there they were. He set them in place from all time to eternity. He gave His orders, and that's it. Praise God from earth, you sea dragons, you fathomless ocean deeps. Fire and hail, snow and ice, hurricanes obeying His orders. Mountains and all hills, apple orchards and cedar forests, wild beasts and herds of cattle, snakes and birds in flight, earth's kings and all races, leaders and important people, robust men and women in their prime, and yes, gray beards and little children. Let them praise the name of God. It's the only name worth praising. His radiance exceeds anything on earth or sky. He's built a monument, His very own people. Praise from all who love God, Israel's children, intimate friends of God. Hallelujah. You see them wherever you go. Headphones, or sometimes wires dangling from people's ears, or those little earbuds that are just stems. It looks like a piece of spaghetti is hanging out of somebody's ear there. You see them at the gym. You see them on the street. You see them at the airport. Kids walking to school. These little earbuds or headphones, all giving music for an audience of one. But in church, our music is for everyone. And it's for an audience of one. Glenn and I agree that we're careful about using the word performance when it comes to church music, because performance implies that you're trying to impress someone. And we prefer to think about presenting music in worship. Because when you present music, first of all, people that are hearing it can appreciate it. And sometimes we get the chance actually to engage in the music by helping to make it ourselves. And when we do that, whether we're listening or we're making music, we offer up music to that audience of one as a way of sharing our joy, as a way of showing gratitude to God, as a way of expressing our sorrow. Sometimes it's a way of reaching out for help, for strength, to face what we're facing. And always, it's a chance to offer praise to God. If we're quiet, we may hear sweet baby Eleanor over there. Hi, Eleanor. Oh, she just left. But if we're quiet, we also hear some birds living right now. They're outside the building. Sometimes they make their way in. And I hear them in the tree outside our bedroom window every morning. The ornithologists call that the dawn chorus, when the birds start to kick up their song. And there are many explanations for why the birds do this, but one of the reasons the birds sing those songs, especially in the early morning hours, it's their way of telling the world, telling other birds, I made it through the night. More importantly, here I am. Here I am. For us, making music is a way for us to remember not that here we are, but here God is with us. Let all the people praise the Lord in song.